Blog Talk Radio.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Saved my life, saved my tongue. Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
Transformation
happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Saved my life, saved my tongue. Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Hey.
He had to do it. 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 He had to do it.
Bless you, and welcome to Marriage on Fire, an extension of Prophetic Wind Ministries. We are here. We are ready. We are anticipating everything that is going to be a blessing to you on today. And I thank God for all of my days. I magnify the Lord within me. Hallelujah. And so today I want to say big shout outs to King Shad. Thank you so much for our intro, outro music. Bless the man of God. Hit him up on iTunes. Hit him up. You can go to propheticwindministries.com. Click the link for Rebel Against the World, and you will find him and several other local artists there. And we are just thanking God for the man of God for giving us that music. And then I want to give a shout-out to my panel today. First and foremost, I want to give honor and love to my beloved, to my husband, Apostle Marcus Smith. God bless you, Apostle. How are you today?
Blessed and highly favored of God. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better now. Hey.
Amen.
Okay. And I want to give a shout out to my co-host, my Ace Boom Coon, mother, prophetess. prayer warrior, Mother Doris Holmes. God bless you, Prophetess. How are you today?
Hey, family. How's everybody doing? I'm awesome in the Lord.
Amen.
Yay. We are doing awesome. We're doing awesome today. We are celebrating our little one's birthday today as well. So give a shout out to little Elijah, who is turning four. He is running the coop right now, and so we want to give a shout out to him. And then we just want to jump right into it. You know, today I had a plan. You know, we say the plan's a man. What's that verse, honey, that you always like to quote me?
Many other plans in the mind of a man. But it's the purpose of the Lord. That's for sure.
Okay, so I fell into that category, okay? I want somebody to say I fell into that category. I had a plan. I thought I knew what we were doing. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit kind of unctioned me. He nudged at me. He said, hold on, let's talk about the great exchange in marriage. You know, we've talked about a lot about the woes. We've talked about distractions. We've talked about love languages. We've talked about building what the foundation. We've talked about all of that, but we have not talked about the great exchange of marriage. And, you know, today I was just letting the Lord kind of mold it through, I found a quote by Maya Angelou, and I thought it was awesome. And it says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of what? Hope. And I thought about that quote. I'm going to reread it. It says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles. It leaps fences. It penetrates walls to arrive and chew on that quote. And it began to make me tear up a little bit, because you realize when you've been in marriage longer than 2.2 seconds, you realize that love is not just a word, but it's action. It's a daily living that you live in. You fall in love over and over again. And so then I found another quote that blessed my heart, talking about falling in love, and it says, a successful marriage requires falling in love many times, but always with the same person. And so we are going to talk about the hope of love. You know, the Word of God says without love, we are clanging cymbals, right? We're just making a bunch of noise. So we're going to talk about the love of marriage, the beauty of the love of marriage. And so I'm going to ask my co-host, can you add anything to that today?
Yeah, most definitely, Prophetess. What I got out of that, the thing that you just read from Maya Angelou, she was saying, don't withhold anything from the one that you love. You just want to pour out all of who you are into them and give unto them everything that they need.
Awesome. That's definitely a good word. Absolutely. Apostle, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Absolutely. You know, what I got out of it was love has no boundaries. There's no limits to what love will cause you to do. You know, love will cause you to do things that normally in your right or wrong mind you wouldn't do. Love is unconditional, and love perseveres through everything that comes.
Yes. And what is so true is that the Word tells us that the trials must come, that it is part of the perfecting of our faith, right? So it must come. So that lets us know that these things is coming. The fire is coming. But it's not the fire that we have to worry about. It's how we take on the fire. You know, it's how we embrace the fire. And it's how we carry ourselves in the fire. Amen?
Amen.
And so
Amen.
The Lord is saying that love conquers all. Even the word says that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Love is so powerful that it covers, it heals, it transforms, it renews, it refreshes. It does all of these things as in one breath. It just blows over you and remakes you and remakes who you are. When you fall in love with your significant other and your mate, your husband, your wife, even your husband or wife-to-be, you begin to transform even in that moment because you begin to mold yourself to that individual. Your being begins to form itself to be fitted jointly together with that individual. And so love itself incarnate is absolutely transformation power 101. And I don't know about you, but I just want to hit on that a little bit. Thank you, Lord. So the transformation power of love is absolute, right? And we'll start with the love on the cross. We'll start with a man who had to learn obedience, who had to go through every test and every trial that we went through, and he still got on that cross for the atonement of our sins. To love their wives as Christ loved the church. So now he is forming himself in the image of Christ, right? Excuse me, not himself. The Spirit of God is helping him to form in the image of Christ. And therefore, he is able to love the bride as Christ loved him. Come on. So the transformation starts from the head and rolls on down, all the way down to the seed. And so why does the Lord want us to talk about the great exchange? Because we're talking about the great exchange of love. We're talking about it doesn't matter what you've walked through and what you've been through. If you find that reservoir of love in your marriage, it can withstand anything.
Amen.
I'm just saying. It's the love that you share for one another that brought you to the place to say I do. And it's going to be the love that you share for one another that is going to keep you in the I do.
Amen. Amen, prophet. Okay. It's like when you first start out in a relationship, you know, you have your own preconceived notions of how you want this relationship to go. And even within ourselves, individual selves will say, you know, once I get married, I ain't going to put up with this, and I ain't going to take this, and I ain't taking that. But until you begin to walk through the process and go through the trials and tribulations, and then you look back and you begin to think about what you said you would not put up with, what you ain't going to do, you know, how everything is going to play out, then that shows exactly how much you are willing to sacrifice for the love, sacrifice for the relationship. Because those things you said that you wasn't going to put up with, you will not only put up with it, but you will wear it like a badge of honor.
Come on now.
You will wear that thing. Like, man, I look and I said I wasn't going to put up with that. I wasn't going, if I ever had to go through such and such situation, I would never. And listen, when you are in Christ, I'm telling you, God will give you the strength and the endurance to go through and take it like a soldier.
That's good, Mother. And you're absolutely right. I always make the comment that I have stripes in this thing. You know, in the military, they give you, the higher your ranking, the more stripes you have, right? So I always say, I have stripes in this thing, because literally you will go to higher heights and deeper depths as you you qualify in this thing called marriage, you know?
Yes.
And so, absolutely. So, Apostle, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, love is a language that everybody understands. And it is also a language that nobody truly understands. Until you've been in love, you don't really know what being in love is. You know, we think we know what it is. We think we know what it's about. We think we understand what love is. Sometimes we confuse love with another emotion. And until you truly been in love and until you truly experience unconditional love, until you realize the sacrifices that have been truly made, you don't know what love is. You don't know the depths of the sacrifices, not only that Jesus sacrificed for us, not only our parents have sacrificed for us, not only our spouses, mm-hmm. and even our children and friends and family have sacrificed for us. Until you truly understand what they had to give up, what they had to go through, what they endured, the blood, the sweat, the tears that were endured, you know. And what I, you know, we talk about Christ, but I also want to mention our military. These are individuals who sacrifice themselves for a country, a people that they don't even know on a daily basis. They give their lives, you know, for people they don't even know, all for the sake of protecting our country and protecting the freedoms that we so dearly enjoy on a daily basis. That is unconditional love.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a perfect analogy. Perfect analogy, Apostle.
That's awesome, Apostle, because we often hear them talk about the sacrifice that the military make, but we never talk about it in the terms of love. That's the first time I've ever heard anyone speak of it in that term. That's awesome.
Amen. Amen. You know, and it truly is an unselfish love walk. I mean, to go to war for an individual that may not even know your name, you know? And that is a great analogy, because in marriage, we go to war for one another all day, twice on Sunday, right? We're going to war in the spirit. We're going to war in the natural. We have to. We talked about it last weekend. Marriage and guarding the relationship that God has given unto us, and that is a definite love walk. It's a walk that has to be inspired by the things of God. Because you know what?
Amen.
There's going to be a day. Can we just put it out there? I may not like you too much today. And maybe you got on my nerves yesterday.
Come on now.
And now I got to pray for you today. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And does it matter how I feel about a thing? Do I have to operate in that love even when I'm not feeling that love? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because the day after tomorrow, you're going to be my boo-boo again. You know? The day after tomorrow, I love you. I just love you so much. Right? But today is a different day. You know? And so you go through those ups and downs. You go
Absolutely.
Through those, that,
Absolutely.
You know, that roller coaster that we call life, because life comes. The fire comes. The tests and the trials come. Right? And I love that song, Intentional, because by Travis Greene. Why? Because it only speaks what the word has already told us, that all things are working for our good. Right?
Amen.
And so even though the tests, the trials, the fire, the misunderstandings, as one of my sisters would say, the heated fellowships that you have at times within marriage, all of those things work out for your good. It makes you that better vessel when it's time to be the better vessel. Right? But I think sometimes we forget that the love factor is what makes us different from everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
The word says that love covers a multitude of sin. Does that love not extend to your mate?
Mm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Does that blanket of grace not extend to he or she you said I do to? I will be with you until death do us part. Remember that, man?
Mm.
So
Amen.
Does that grace not cover them as well? And so, you know, there's another quote that says the best love is the kind of love that awakens the soul and makes us reach for more. Reach past ourselves to find mm-hmm. that greater place within ourselves.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
You know, the day that my husband and I said, I do, I remember the day well. It was one of the most jittery, nervous days of my life, so I remember that day well. But I remember standing across from my husband, and I remember him looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and we said, I do, and we love you. We love one another, and, you know, death do his part, all that good stuff. We said all of that. And by the time I realized what I had just did, my mind had to cue in on the fact that I don't even know what that means. So then I began to have to lean on something greater than myself. Come on now. Because I'm speaking to somebody who felt like maybe I've gotten into something a little too quickly. Or maybe I've gotten into something that I wasn't ready for. Well, let me tell you something. No one is ready for this.
You better. Say that again.
Amen.
Okay.
Come on now.
This is the thing that will cause you to run into the arms of Jesus. Come on now. This is the thing that will cause you to fall on your knees before God and say, God, help me, because I don't know where to start. Okay? And that is exactly where God wants you to be. That is where he is calling you to be. You're wondering why everything is just not hunky-dory. It's not perfect. First of all, maybe we will stop watching so much TV and get into prayer. Because TV will cause you to have a false image of what your relationship should be. Let me tell you something. First of all, TV has men that are hyper-feminine, which most men are not. Most men are not going to sit around with you for 2 or 3 hours and talk it out. I'm just saying. So you have this image of what a man is going to do and what a woman is going to do, and this is how things are handled, and it's totally false. The word says to cast down the what? Vain imagination. Right? So you have this hyper-extended view of male and female and relationship, and this is how we handle it. And he's going to, you know, I'm going to run down the street, and my hair is going to blow in the wind, and he's going to run behind me, and oh, dear, and then he's going to dip me and kiss me, and okay, that's not real. And so now we have to get to the point where we're saying, okay, Lord, what does this look like? How do I handle this? And this is where God wants us. He wants us dependent, reliant upon him, and what perfect circumstance to do it in than within the context of marriage, because that is the context where you have to look past yourself and think about somebody other than you. What perfect training ground than putting you in a situation where it is not all about you and all about your wants and all about your needs. But it's about how can we make this work as a unit? How can we make this work as a couple, right? And so this is the great exchange of marriage. The great exchange of marriage prepares you, the great exchange of marriage prepares you for the more that God wants from you in different, in the different aspects that he's going to throw you in outside of your marriage. Does anyone have anything to add to that?
Prophetess, the only thing that comes to my mind is selfishness has no place in a marriage. It has no place.
Amen. You know, the scripture that came to me, because, you know, marriage can only work if you allow the one who created marriage in the first place to intervene, to be involved in it. You know, God created the institute of marriage. Marriage will not survive unless God is an intricate part of the marriage. That, and we live that out ourselves. So when we tried to do it on our own, it didn't work. When we got God involved, that's when things start turning for the better. And also, you know, the word tells us that a three-quart strand is not easily broken.
Come on,
See, when you got God as your partner in your marriage, he's going to make sure. He is going to make sure that it withstands everything, because he is still the author and finisher of our faith. We put our faith in him. We put our marriage in him. We put everything in his hands. As the Apostle Paul said, I know that you're well able to take care of the things that I've entrusted to you. He's never failed. He's never let us down. We are still here today. We are still married today because of the grace, the power, and the love of God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. That is so true. And I'm so grateful for the things of God. Okay, we're getting ready. We're 3 minutes out. But I would like to say one more quote. And this quote says, love is nothing, has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get. Only with what you are expecting to give. Which is everything. I'm going to read that one more time. Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get. Only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything. And so, as we are getting ready to round this up, I would like my co-host to come up with the last word and bless the people, encourage the people today.
Go ahead, Mother.
I want each and every husband and wife to make a conscious choice within themselves this week that they are going to love their spouse over and over again.
Amen. Amen. Jesus said, no greater love. There's no man than this. Then he laid down his life for his friends. In a marriage, we have to continually lay our lives down for one another in order for the love of God that he has placed down within us to be manifested. As Mother said earlier, there's no place for selfishness in marriage. So marriage is all about self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice. And that's what I'm charging everyone with. Sacrifice your own self this week for the good of your spouse.
That's good. That's good. Well, we thank you for tuning in to Marriage on Fire, The Great Exchange. Next week, we'll be here at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Invite a friend. Tell a friend. Because the Lord wants to not only save your marriage, he wants you to have a marriage that is full of fire. And I'm reminded of the Word of God where he says, I would have you not to be lukewarm. Come on. And I'm paraphrasing for my theology scholars out there. But he come on. And so we know that today is the day that the fire of God is going to ignite in your marriage. We love you. God bless you. If you have any questions or if you have any responses, please email us at propheticwindministries@yahoo.com. Propheticwindministries@yahoo.com. God bless you and we love you. We'll see you next week.
I just wanna love you.
Can you hear my heartbeat? Can you hear my heartbeat?
I'ma give you all that I can. That's what I'm a God. I'll give you all that I can. Yeah, ooh, yeah.
I just wanna love you. I just wanna love you.
Love.
give you all that I am. I just wanna love you. Yeah, yeah. Despite of all the things I've done, you love me. Yeah, yeah. I'm the bride to you, cry to you. I worship in your name. Holy matrimony, a marriage, a testimony for me. So give you reverence without you. Touch my body and soul. Broken pieces you may hold. I thrive for you. I reach high for you. I breathe life for you. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Hear my heartbeat.
I'ma give you all that.
I just wanna love you.